This is the WPSU Friday Night Jazz Show. I'm your host, BB, bringing you a set of live jazz performances. And we're going back now to Europe and a couple of recordings from the 1960s. The city of Essen, not a household word here in the U.S., but a very important German city, the heart of the industrial Ruhrland, hosted the bebop trio of Bud Powell, Oscar Pettiford, and Kenny Clark. And so we'll hear them be introduced by their German host, and then hear them do Blues in the Closet, or Blues from the Closet, I think. And then we'll go down to the Black Forest town of Freiburg and hear a native German who was maybe the most internationally known German jazz musician at the time in 1964, Albert Mangelsdorf, a trombonist. So here's a couple of live performances from Germany on the Jazz Show.
Meine Damen und Herren, liebe Jazzfreunde, es gibt viele gute Jazzmusiker, aber es gibt nur wenige, die einen so wesentlichen Beitrag in der Jazzgeschichte geleistet haben.
So the host is explaining in German that there are a lot of good jazz musicians, but there are only a few who have actually changed the way their instrument or the music was played. And that is certainly true of all three members of this trio, Bud Powell, Oscar Pettiford, and Kenny Clark.
Einen wesentlichen nach wie vor spürbaren Eingriff und Einfluss auf die Jazzgeschichte geübt hat, das Oscar Pettiford Trio.
Albert Mangelsdorf with a tune called Okaka, performed in Freiburg, Germany. This is Public Radio WPSU, heard in Huntingdon at 102.5, in Ridgeway at 90.1, and online at WPSU.org. Sunday evening on WPSU, hear NPR's All Things Considered at 5 p.m., Fresh Air Weekend with Terry Gross at 6, This American Life at 7, Mountain Stage at 8, and our own live and local folk show at 10 p.m. That's Sunday evening here on Public Radio WPSU. Right now, we'll be continuing with the jazz, and we will now hear some live performances from the Village Gate. First, we will hear Tito Puente's All Stars and a brief introduction by Alfredo Cruz. And then they will perform Tito's signature tune, Oye Como Va. And then we'll hear the vocals of Miss Nina Simone at that same venue. So jazz from the Village Gate on the Jazz Show on WPSU.
Monday nights in Manhattan, salsa meets jazz. A guest jazz soloist is invited to jam with a Latin band at the world-famous jazz club, The Village Gate. In 30 years, this series has become a tradition in New York City, and tonight, musical history is being made. The Gate is packed with musicians and friends who have all come out to witness a musical dream team led by Tito Puente. For this performance, Tito has assembled an all-star group of musical giants that include the great conguero, Mongo Santa Maria, who joins the group later. But now the crowd is ready as the other musicians take the stage. In the rhythm section, Andy Gonzalez is on bass, Ignacio Berroa on drums, Giovanni Hidalgo on congas, and Hilton Ruiz is at the piano. The horns include Claudio Roditi on trumpet, Dave Valentin on flute, and Paquito Rivera on alto saxophone. And fronting this new musical arrival on timbales, Tito Puente. Tito Puente and his golden Latin jazz all-stars.
Thank you. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, the Village Gate takes the greatest pleasure in presenting the amazing Miss Nina Simone.
Nina Simone at the Village Gate. Next up on the jazz show is an interesting set of live performances called Jazz at the Philharmonic. And it was named after the first venue in 1944, which was the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Subsequent concerts were, of course, not always held in Philharmonic halls, but certainly one of the major jazz events in the 40s and 50s. I believe it went up through 1957. We'll hear Billie Holiday from 1947, briefly introduced by Norman Granz, who's the founder of Verve Records and also the originator of this idea of the traveling jazz ensembles. And then we will hear from a 1953 recording with Oscar Peterson and Coleman Hawkins and a variety of other musicians on a ballad medley. So here is first Norman Granz for about 10 seconds, and then Billie Holiday, followed by Oscar Peterson and Coleman Hawkins.
We're going to have to take a very short intermission. Billie Holiday just came in. She's got to get back. So we'll take a show, and we'll take 5 minutes, okay? Thank you.
and it gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel it must be spring. I want you so now, you have lips I love to touch. You'd better go now. You'd better go, because
Oscar Peterson and Coleman Hawkins with a medley of five ballads. This is listener-supported public radio WPSU, heard in Tyrone at 91.5 and in Clearfield at 104.7. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and recent WPSU jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz. And you can hear jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals, available on air and online at wpsu.org. Well, I hope you can hang on for another 15 minutes till the end of the show. I'm your host, BB. It's been my pleasure bringing you live jazz from a set of recordings ranging from the 30s into the early 2000s. We'll end up with a couple of live recordings of people traveling to other places. We'll start out with Toshiko Akiyoshi and her concert in the 90s in the Carnegie Hall. Akiyoshi, a jazz pianist, obviously from Japan. I believe she was naturalized U.S. citizen eventually, but and became a composer and big band leader. And we'll hear her do her own appropriately titled How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? And then we'll go over to Germany and listen to some American jazz greats. The Dave Brubeck Trio team up with Jerry Mulligan at the Berlin Philharmonic. So there's that Philharmonic idea again. And we'll hear something out of their 1970 concert to end the show. So here is Toshiko Akiyoshi and her big band with How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? The Dave Brubeck Trio and Jerry Mulligan bringing the jazz show to an end with the Brubeck composition, Out of the Way of the People. That is it for jazz tonight, everyone. I'm BB. It's been my pleasure being your host this evening. We're coming up on midnight. Have a good weekend. And come back for jazz next Friday.